Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Voice of Destiny show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp, where kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's show, visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us on Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show. If this is your very first time tuning in, I'm your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp. The Voice of Destiny Show is a vision to empower you with the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture so that you can be, do, and have everything that God has destined for you. We are living in very prophetic and apostolic times, even as it was in the days of Noah. So will it be in our time? For in the days of Noah, there were floods, as we know, is happening all over in our country. I'm in Colorado. There's floods and reports of floods everywhere. In the days of Noah, people were drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage. And up until the day where the judgment of that hour had come, and every society, every generation must face a judgment day that will judge what they have done and who they become and who they've chosen to believe on. And it will cause all of us to have to make quality decisions about the God that we will serve. These are the days that we're living in. And so we must be sober and recognize and become conscious and not unconscious to what it is that God is doing and what it is that God is saying. The people of Noah's day was so caught up and captured in the opulence and in the pressures of the day that they lived in, they were totally unaware that judgment was knocking at their door. I don't know. What about you? Are you actually thinking about the times and the season that you're living in? Is there a consequence to the life that you're living today? We hope today in our conversation that we'll be having today with our special guest, Ella Coleman, that we'll be able to come into a consciousness of what is God's real will, what is God's real plan for us, because this is the day that we should be a people that are not only willing but are also obedient, because we understand from the scriptures and from history, we cannot make up with the sacrifices what we lose and disobedience. This is the day that God is looking for the sons of God to rise up, to be the mature ones that would truly build the family business with the kingdom's architectural designs of our Heavenly Father. And again, I want to welcome Ella Coleman, the founder of Elevation Enterprises, the publisher of Elevation Magazine, that has a great voice and a great ear for God and from God to bring to God's people today. Welcome, Ella. How are you doing?
Thank you, Dr. Hopp. It's so good to be here on Voice of Destiny and to share in this great information that can really be life-changing and can even change destiny. Of course, this is the right program and the right time, and it's a pleasure to serve in this capacity today.
Praise God. Well, you know, 1 Peter 2:9 tells us that we are a chosen people. We are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession. We have special value to God in the time, in the season, in the city, and in the family, and the business that we're working in, that we may declare the praises of him who has called us out of our darkness into his marvelous light. And we see we were once not a people. At one time, Ella, all of us, you and I, we were not a part of the people of God. We may have admired God. We may have believed in Jesus, but at one time in our life, we were not a part of the people of God. But how blessed we are to be a part of that family that is the family of God because of us accepting what Jesus did for us. And so today, you know, we're talking about the reality of realizing the times that we're living in is very, very important for us that are believers, because it has great ramifications as it was in the days of Noah. Now, I don't know if you know this, you know, coming from growing up in Washington, D.C., where all my siblings and my brothers and sisters are, 90% of my family are either employed by the federal government of the United States of America or they have retired. And today, our nation, at the time of this recording, is facing an incredible challenge where our federal government is shut down. And this is something that many people don't know how to handle. But we do know this, that those that know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. And it's a reminder to us how important it is that we as kingdom citizens need to be so reliant on our government, which is the kingdom of God, because all other governments are on shaky ground. The only government that really has the power to really stand in these times is the government of Jesus' kingdom. And so, Ella, I wanted to talk about about, you know, with the reality of all of this, I want to talk about what the current issues that are going on, and I want to talk about the seven mountains of influence to help the believers to understand that we are in the earth to accomplish a mission and an assignment. And so with perspective, from your point of view, what do you think God is thinking about what's going on in our nation right now and around the world when it comes to the stability of these infrastructures that make up a society?
Well, I think God had already knew before the foundation of the world, and he knew the end before the beginning. So he already knew we'd be at this place, at this point, this time, in mm-hmm. every nation on the earth, and that that would be a place of confusion, chaos, and a place where people could not find any peace in the world, mm-hmm. Except through Jesus Christ, of course. And I think that, you know, with the seven mountains, whether it's the mountain of media, the mountain of government, education, economy and business, religion or entertainment or family, which are those seven, that mm-hmm. right now there's been an attack on every one of them, and that the mm-hmm. messages of the enemy pretty much have infiltrated and pretty much really defuse and weaken all of these areas. Mm-hmm. And when I say that, what these were intended to be and how they're functioning in the world right now, even let's use Congress since we're dealing with the government shutdown. Congress, mm-hmm. I believe in and of itself was created, and I believe it was a good thing. It was the Constitution of the United States establishes Congress, establishes the three parts of government, executive, congressional, and judicial. All three of those are to operate, and you know, it's kind of like, you know, the enemy has done that to kind of just diffuse how things are supposed to operate. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit always operates together, and so even the thing of three and three, you know, when they put together this nation and the Constitution, it has a lot of checks and balances. It's a pretty good system. It's not a flawless system, but it was a system that was workable and has gotten to the point, because it's been infiltrated with evil, with so much evil, that it's at a standstill, and so it has shut down. And this is, God is speaking through this mm-hmm. to, first of all, to his people, that this is a time where we have to operate in his kingdom, because his kingdom is never shut down. His kingdom wow. will never shut down. And so mm-hmm. we have to exemplify in these seven mountains the power of the Lord and his integrity and his strength and his power. Wow. In order to do that, though, we can't have fear. We talked about that before the program started. And fear mm-hmm. is what has kind of gripped a lot of people, because people are unsure today. They're unsure because they see so much wickedness. They're mm-hmm. unsure because they're wondering what's going to happen to their children. They're unsure mm-hmm. because they've lost their job, or they just don't see how they can make ends meet. And many people right now are at a place where they're just ripe for the picking of God, to come over to the kingdom that has the greatest assurance for now, henceforth, now, and forevermore, and that is the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Media, I'm a person that's been in media, and so I look at that, and I remember when we had the Fairness Doctrine, and, you know, you kind of told both sides of the story, and now it's just everybody is just biased, and they just tell just only what they think. And so this is not real media. This is just gossip. So we have to understand what we're dealing with so that we can look at it, not just so much to just point the finger, but to say, how can I infiltrate this media mountain, this government mountain, this education mountain, this economy, this religious mountain, and this entertainment mountain, and especially the family mountain, because that is where it all takes place first.
Well, let's take a destiny break right here, Ella, and let's come back, and let's make sure that our listeners understand what we're referencing when we talk about these seven mountains. Let's talk about it. Let's explain it. Let's identify it for the believer and help the believer to understand what role should they be intentional in fulfilling to carry out the gospel of Jesus' kingdom in our culture today. We'll be right back.
I do not choose to be a common man. It is my right to be uncommon if I can. I seek opportunity, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and bold, by having the state look after me. I desire to take the calculated risk, to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed.
YI Institute is an entrepreneur and leadership program for youth that teaches personal leadership, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Register your youth today at yicenter.com. That's yicenter.com. And your youth will learn how not to die in poverty, but to have poverty die in them.
God bless you, brothers and sisters. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Voice of Destiny show. I want to remind you that Voice of Destiny is a mission to bring you Jesus' gospel of kingdom culture so that you can be, do, and have everything that God has destined for you. We encourage you to tune in 24/7 to hear this incredible gospel on voiceofdestinyonline.com. That's voiceofdestinyonline.com, where God has allowed these different visionaries to be able to have platform to share God's insight about dominion and kingdom in the hour that we're living in. And before we left, and my guest today is Ella Coleman, the illustrious, anointed, apostolic marketplace gift, Ella Coleman, who really is a great teacher of the Most High God and concerning things that pertain to vision, leadership, callings, and in the marketplace. And we were talking about the Seven Mountains, and we throw this term around. This term, Seven Mountains, not in the Bible, but the imagery, the model, the systems of it, you can see it throughout scriptures. But we talk about it today to help us to understand with language twos what our mission is today. If you looked at any nation, go to the United Nations, you will see that they organize their outreach to different nations based on the seven controlling systems of any culture and society. And at the top of each of these mountains that we're referring to, there are people who rise up as iconic leaders who, once they reach that top, they meet the top of that mountain, they immediately become priestly, whether they are Christian or not. People begin to look to them as a mediator between God and man, whether that God is the living God in their thinking or some little God. These seven mountains of influence, they are considered mind motors because they shape and they control the way people think. And then in the way people think, it affects their behavior, and the behavior affects their experience or the results or the things that happen in that society. And so these seven mountains that we're referring to, first of all, is what many refer to as the God Mountain, or the Church Mountain, is the religious mountain. It is the mountain of influence in any society that controls what people or influences how people think about God. Sometimes that mountain is the atheist system. Sometimes that God Mountain is an atheist system. Sometimes it's a system where people believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And you can tell where what society, when a society has the gospel of Jesus Christ preached, that society tends to have more equality, more prosperity, more of the things that match and reflect the kingdom of heaven. So we talk about the God Mountain. The second mountain that we need to be aware of is the family mountain. All of us come into a society or culture through means of a family. All of us are attached to a family, and today we know that the family is tremendously under destruction right now, but God is in the business of restoring it, and there are those of us that are called to either the God Mountain, the family mountain, and then we have what's called the educational mountain, because without, our families help us to establish what our identity are, but it's our education that gives us the tool to execute that identity. And then the next mountain is the government mountain, and that is the mountain that controls order, that establishes order for everything else to happen. We have laws, whether it is the Constitution of the United States that promotes a democracy, whether there is a government that promotes Sharia law, whether it's a government that promotes the gospel of the kingdom. The government create the realities around the world. We see the difference of reality as it is in America, as it is in some third world nation that is not a democracy. That mountain of government has tremendous amount of control over the economics and the freedoms of people that's in that society. Then we have what is considered the media mountain, which is the mountain of communications. It is where spin doctoring is done, where people use that mountain to paint the picture of what's right and wrong, based on what the culture has agreed on doing in that particular society. And then we have the entertainment mountain. That is a mountain that we all go to escape from the realities of living the world. It's big business in any society, but it's through that medium that values are really transformed and communicated to a people inside of a society. And then I don't want to forget the one mountain I don't want to forget is the business mountain. Very important that we understand the business mountain. It's really important because all commerce, you know, we are not an island. In order for us to have the things that we have, whether it's a shoestring, underwear, chewing gum, somebody has to take a calculated risk to go into business to bring it to you. And that mountain has a great power in most societies. So, again, I want to review what those seven mountains are. We have the God mountain. We have the family mountain. We have the educational mountain. We have the government mountain. We have the entertainment mountain, the communications mountain, and we have the business mountain. Seven mountains. And in any society, as you're thinking about any country, look at these seven areas. And those seven areas, the way they ran, they will tell you what their beliefs are about God. It reflects a certain kind of family structure. All these things are very important. And why are they important to us? Because we are a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. And we mustn't forget what our purpose is in the planet today, saints. We are the salt of the earth. You know, if we lose our saltiness, how can we be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to throw out and trample underfoot. We must, as believers, be people that everyone needs to have. We need to have significance in the society in order to fulfill our role as ambassadors of Jesus Christ to the world. And I wanted to take the time out to communicate that, because there's much work that we must do in order to accomplish what God has given us. So with this in mind, Ella, we were talking about the media mountain and what's happening in the world, because that's the world, that's the mountain you've been called to. Tell us what you think is most important for us as believers to be aware about that mountain today and how it's affecting our lives.
One thing about the media is that the media is pretty much giving you a spin on everything. And mm-hmm. so it's a mountain that kind of, you know, just reflects all the others. It tells you about how each of these other mountains are faring or how are they operating and so forth. So mm-hmm. anything that happens, you're going to get it of any significance as far as that would threaten us or mm-hmm. anything like that, the media is going to cover it. When the media covers something, it does not necessarily mean that it's always accurate. There was mm-hmm. a time when there was more integrity in the media where mm-hmm. We were able to say, oh, that's pretty much the way it was for the most part. To some extent, it's always been tainted. But mm-hmm. I think in recent times it's gotten to the point where it's really more or less a tool used to gossip and to point the finger and to tell one side of the story and to tell the worst story possible, you know. And so we have to look at it when we see something that is covering that the media covers, we have to look at it through the lens of the Holy Spirit. We have to be able to look at that and say, okay, if 20 people got killed, all right, what do I need to be doing, and what is that really all about? Lord, what is going on there really? What really happened there? So eventually they try to uncover what happened and so forth and so on. But in the spiritual realm, we can do a much deeper investigation quicker through the Holy Spirit. So for those of us who are believers who have the Holy Spirit, we look with discerning eyes. We look with eyes of understanding. In the Bible, I think the Apostle Paul talks about open up the eyes of our understanding so that we can be enlightened with the truth in all situations and all things that we see and all places that we go. And so when we look at the media, we can't just look at it and just believe every word that we hear. We have mm-hmm. to look at it and also put the word against what is being said. If it's mm-hmm. sounding crazy, if someone is saying that, you know, the way this family is structured, you know, and I don't want to just go to family without covering this, but, you know, now mm-hmm. what constitutes a nucleus family has changed so critically. Is mm-hmm. that what the word says, or is mm-hmm. that just what media is saying? So we have mm-hmm. to be able to always use the word of God as our lens to see what is real and what is false, or what mm-hmm. is manipulative, or what is pure and virtuous. Yeah. And that is how we do that. And as a media person, One of the things that I had to do was, I said, well, you know what, I'm just going to create the media that God has given to me. So I created a publication called Purpose. And the reason why I created that, because I wanted something that, first of all, we have the power to create, and now we have the power to publish. So I encourage believers, begin to publish your works. Begin to speak the word of God. Begin to put it on the internet. Begin to express what God has given unto you. You are the salt of the earth. You are the priests and kings in this realm. And so now we have to come out, whether it's media or whatever mountain it is of operation, of functionality. These are just ways in which we have to function, the things that influence us in life, living every day. So it's not really hard, but when you're looking at TV, you're reading whatever, when you're engaging in media, you have to engage with the intent of what is God saying. What is God saying? We know what the media is saying, but what is God saying? What is the word of God saying in this? And when you have people that are there in the media from God, from the kingdom of God, you will notice. I remember Peter Jennings. I don't know if you remember him on ABC News. Peter Jennings was a Christian, and he was greatly attacked for being in that position. But he did what he had to do. And I think in the last days of his service there on TV, on the national news, he brought forth a series on the Apostle Paul. He brought forth a series on biblical things. And it was very strange, but he did that because he was of the kingdom of God. He talked and covered Mother Teresa in such a great way when she passed away and glorified God in that on ABC News. And that is an example of someone put at the top of the media mountain. And he did that, and he was sort of a sacrificial lamb because he ended up getting very sick. So I really believe that was from an attack of the enemy. And he knew that when he was sick, when all this was going on, Peter had already been diagnosed, but he did not stop. He continued to broadcast in a good way, in a way that reflected the kingdom of God. This is what people in the media who know God can do today.
Well, let's take a destiny break here, and let's come back and let's talk about the reality of these mountains. Each of them have leaders, and let's talk about some of the leaders of these mountains and our society, and what it is that believers need to do to take their rightful place in their position as God's priests. We'll be right back.
If you're enjoying this prophetic and provocative conversation, give thanks with me for our monthly voice partners who help us to carry the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture to our generation. You too can become a distinguished monthly voice partner with a partnership gift of $15 to $45 a month. Our partners receive a monthly voice package that empowers them to be, do, and have everything God has destined for them. You too can become a monthly voice partner. Just go to the partners page at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And register today as a monthly voice partner to keep the Voice of Destiny show in your community.
To the Voice of Destiny show. I'd like to take the time out to give props to our monthly voice partners who make it financially possible for us to be here to share these incredible teachings with you about kingdom culture. I want to invite you, if you've not had a chance, if you're a regular listener and you've not had a chance to participate in the line of credit that's extended to you from the kingdom of heaven through your partnership, please do so by visiting our website at voiceofdestiny.org. We have an incredible gift this month to give to you, our regular partners, and those that give any gift this month, or a gift of the Book of Ephesians, an incredible study that would help you to understand the length and the depth and the height of your calling. God does have plans and purposes for you, and I want to thank you for making it possible for us to be here to share this great gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture. Our guest today is Ella Coleman, the founder of Elevation Enterprises, the publisher of Purpose Magazine, and we've been talking, Ella, about the Seven Mountains of Influence, and particularly about the Media Mountain. Each of these mountains actually have principles that govern them, And they have leaders that lead these mountains, and they function as priests in our society, whether we admit it or not. They are people whose words we live for or we live on, and we believe, and it shapes our reality. And so we need to be aware of that. And you were talking about Peter Jennings, who was a great testament of Jesus' kingdom through his work, because people in media, you know, it's not the religious mountain. So they're expecting for you to produce a commodity that is information. That is inspirational and not necessarily religious, but you as a believer need to know how to evoke your principles and your values as a media person in the products that you produce, because every other person with their belief systems, they do that with their work. So we as believers should find creative ways to integrate our message. But we have a number of models of these icons. We only have like a couple of minutes, but will you mention some of them so we can get an idea of how the leaders of these mountains can affect and shape a society?
Okay, let's look at the media. We have Oprah Winfrey, who is, you would say she's an apostle to some extent in that area of media, because everyone is looking to her. If she says your book is good, whether it's good or not, it sells. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you look at her, she climbed to the top of that media mountain, and there are many mm-hmm. others, but I'll use her as an example. Let's say government. Okay, you have President Barack Obama. You have many others that are up there, but, you know, when people climb to the mm-hmm. top of this mountain, they are very, very influential. Even though they might be controversial in many ways, that people still are influenced by what they do. Mm-hmm. Just even to the First Lady, and I'm not trying to be biased, but she has influenced the way mostly all young women dress. You know, mm-hmm. you see more sleeveless. It used to be more suits. Mm-hmm. And now you see more sleeveless dresses and so forth and so on. So whether it's culture or whatever fashion, all this comes from people who are in positions of influence. And then you go to, religious, let's say religious, you have a Bishop T.D. Jakes. You have Paul and Dan Crouch, who have created Trinity Broadcasting mm-hmm. System, you know. Mm-hmm. You have others who are, and I'm just naming these because these are people right. who are influencing. You have a Jimmy Swaggart. I mean, Jimmy Swaggart has a network. You can't mm-hmm. discount that. Okay, mm-hmm. these are people who have taken the media and they found a place on it, a network, where they mm-hmm. can broadcast what they discern and is right to be broadcast. That's a position of power when you're able mm-hmm. to editorially influenced by choosing what you put on that program. All right, mm-hmm. and then you have entertainers. This is really, 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 I mean, of course, you can go on and on and on with this. But, you know, we have entertainers that bring about really terrible things in the culture, you know, like women not dressing right and, you know, mm-hmm. being provocative and trying to be sensual, you know. And I'll just say, you know, we have those in that area that they do a good job. You know, I'm so thankful for people like Cicely Tyson, who mm-hmm. wouldn't take bad roles and didn't work for a few years because she decided mm-hmm. she didn't want to take what they gave her, just dished out to her as an actress. And so
it's
we have
purpose.
That ability to do so. Go ahead.
Well, we ran out of time, but I want us to pick this up and continue to talk about it in our next show, Ella, because people need to understand, just like there is an American dream, you know, there is a kingdom dream that every believer should be in possession of. And that dream begins with, do you have a relationship with God? And do you know God? You know, what's the level of having the highest level of relationship with God through knowing Him? Are you doing exports for God? These are the things that we seek and we pursue as kingdom citizens. These are the dreams of the kingdom, that we would know God and do exports, because Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and all His righteousness, and all these things we added unto you. So we're gonna continue with this. Join us for the next show when Ella comes back, and we're going to talk about calling. We're going to continue to talk about these mountains. They're important technology and truths that we need to be aware of today in order to work out the fullness of what God has called us. Remember, today is a great day because this is the day the Lord has made for you. Voice of Destiny is available to you 24/7 on voiceofdestinyonline.com, and you have been called and you've been chosen for a purpose. You are the salt of the earth. Do not lose your saltiness, and we'll see you on the next time that we come together on the Voice of Destiny show.
listening to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Pastor Daniel Hopp. Remember, kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's program, visit voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us at Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
We'll start in 30 seconds, Ella. We will start.
I was trying to think of somebody in the education. You said we were giving examples. I know some.
What's the lady that was in Chicago that started that school, and she taught kids how to read.
What's
her name?
Marva Collins.
Marva Collins.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Marva Collins.
Okay.
So uh-huh. You know, we'll pick it up on the next show. Okay.
Okay. Very good.
Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp, where kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's show, visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us on Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome back to the Voice of Destiny Show. If this is your first time tuning in, I'm your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp of the Voice of Destiny Show. Our purpose here is to bring you the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture so that you can be, do, and have everything that God's called you to. Most of us believers are totally unconscious and unaware that most of our callings are outside the four walls of the temple. Who we are in the body of Christ, who we are inside our church culture is very important. But for God's plan and purposes to be fulfilled, we must be very, very aware of the calling outside the four walls of the temple, because that is where most of the people are that Jesus is calling into the kingdom. They're not in church. They're at work. They're at school. They're in our community. And it's in these communities, in these atmosphere, that God wants us to recognize our calling so that we can be able to have the greatest impact on their lives because of Jesus Christ. The term calling refers to God's supernatural selection and anointing. Apart from individual value ability to serve on the body of Christ and to serve our culture, when you look at the ministry of Jesus, you understand that he did not simply do his ministry inside the temple. Most of the ministry that we see in the gospel, Jesus did it outside the four walls of the temple, because that's where the people were that Jesus needed to reach for his kingdom. And this is, as it was with Jesus, so it is with us. We are called to be ambassadors for Christ. We're to represent him in every society that God has called us to. Romans 10:14-15 declares to us, "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." And the good things that we are talking about is the things of the kingdom. And we have our special guest today, Ella Coleman, this is a part B of a conversation that we had earlier on the seven mountains of influence and why it's important for us as believers to understand the paradigm and the symmetry and the systems of the seven mountains, because they really do affect the realities and the experience that people are experiencing in the culture today. And what people are experiencing from these seven mountains is either tying them to the devil or tying them to God. That is our job as royal priests, to go in and be sought in a culture and in a community and in a society and in these seven mountains of influence in order to be able to tie people to the living God through belief systems that reflect the kingdom. This is why Jesus said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all the things that come from these seven mountains will be added to us." Welcome back, Ella, to the Voice of Destiny Show, and how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's always a pleasure to be a part of these fantastic shows that you put together.
Thank you.
That really is just enlightening, because people need to hear how God operates, and I think
yes.
The Voice of Destiny does that.
Yes. Now, we talked about last time that this term Seven Mountains is not in the Bible, You won't find it in the Bible, but the systems of it, you will see all throughout scriptures, and you'll see that people went to Mount Zion, that not only did the Jewish people or Christians went to the mountain of God to seek him, but people in all the other nations, they had a God. Every nation had a God. It was understood that the land was owned by the deity of the land, and this is what we must understand, that these seven mountains, they do have an impact on our life. So we see the seven mountains in the Bible. We see that there is a system, a priesthood system for a religion or for God in every society throughout Scripture. We see that there were family structures because it was a basic unit of society that was built. We see that there was also the educational mountain, that the people went to the schools of the prophets. They sat at the feet of Gamaliel. They went to get instructions to be and do what they discovered that they were in their family as they received their identity and as they received their callings from the seven mountains. They went to education to get the tools to execute that. We also understand that there is a entertainment mountain. This is where we all go to escape from the world. Even during the worst times of the economy, the entertainment mountain flourishes. Even the more it flourishes because people go there to escape from their present reality. We also understand there's a media mountain where people are getting vision casts, the wordsmiths, the orators, you know, the social prophets begin to paint what reality is, what's right and what's wrong through media. We also understand that there is also the business mountain, the marketplace mountain. All these mountains together, all seven of them, they do shape culture and a society and controls the way things are done because they establish the mindset and the mind modus for every aspect of life. And I wanted to make sure that as believers, when we're hearing this term, we're seeing that it really does relate to who we are because we are on a mission in this planet to change the world through the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we were talking the last time, Ella, about some of the different icons that are affecting society today who are on top of these mountains. They're the principal voices. And because of their position, people look to them as priests for truth, what's right and wrong. And so we ran out of time with the last show, so let's pick that up and let's talk about some of these figures and let's talk about how they're affecting and how we can take our rightful place in our communities and actually be icons and voices for the kingdom of God on these mountains.
Yes, you know, all of us have a role to play. But, you know, we talked about media, that Oprah Winfrey was kind of at the top of that mountain in the fact that, you know, she does have her own network now and also mm-hmm. she has influenced the way people think, what they think is good. If she says it's good, then it's good mm-hmm. to them.
Okay, even if it's bad.
It's good to them.
Because she said
it's good
it
to them
good.
And they've judged it as good. Okay, mm-hmm. whether it's good or not. Because there mm-hmm. are some areas that what she says is not necessarily so. Mm-hmm. But now, when we look at education, you know, there's a lady out of Chicago, and I really did a story on her once, I think, in the magazine. But Dr. Marva mm-hmm. Collins started a school in Chicago, and it was in a place where, you know, these kids were kids that would have just failed. But she took mm-hmm. and turned them into, like, world-class, top-of-the-line, highly mm-hmm. Intellectual young people. Mm-hmm. And she was able to do that because she brought value to the way she taught. She connected with the kids, and she also had high expectations. And so the kids would reach those expectations and excel them because that was the standard. The standard was raised in education. And she's not the only one. Mm-hmm. There are many others, but we're just naming a few. Mm-hmm. When you look at the economy, you know, business and commerce, you know, people look to some people that I think is not really a great example, but a lot of them look mm-hmm. to people like Donald Trump, you know, mm-hmm. And they look to people, you know, like the people who have acquired a lot of money, who have really pretty much kind of mastered investments to the point that, mm-hmm. you know, they have become very, very wealthy through their understanding of how the economy works and when mm-hmm. to invest and how to invest. And so we see people like that who come to the forefront, you know, with economy. Mm-hmm. You know, there's Warren Buffett and there's Microsoft guru,
Bill Gates. Which
and
I think is a very fascinating.
As whatever they say economically, people take it to the bank.
I think Bill Gates is a very fascinating figure, you know, because he's a perfect model of these individuals that rise to the highest levels of the mountains of influence, and they recognize what they do is calling. Most of them aren't doing it for money anymore. They've got enough money. Getting an extra $1 million won't improve their lifestyle anymore than what it is right now. So they're not doing it for money anymore. They have really come into a place and position where they're recognizing calling. They most of them recognize that this is a calling to do. Oprah would say what she's doing, she was called to do, you know. Bill Gates, he and his wife, people are actually talking about how through their work, through their foundation, not long as their business, they're healing the sick, you know, they're educating the poor, they're feeding the poor all over.
They're trying to take water all over the world where people didn't have water this week and things like that. And then we have to also remember that, you know, once you get to a certain level of your mountain, you know, we have people who also fall at the top of that mountain because there's a great responsibility when you reach a high level at the mountain because the mountain is already high. When you climb that mountain, you go to the top of that mountain. Entertainers in particular topple over when they get to the top of this mountain. And, you know, when I say topple over, they might OD on drugs or something like that. I mean, the tragedy of Michael Jackson, the tragedy of Elvis Presley, the tragedy that you see in formation and some of these young ones that are coming on, we see that that mountain is cruel. That mountain will have you just completely out of it because that mountain is how the enemy lures in so many people that are not aware of how the other ones function. They just want to be entertained because they figure that as a way to escape, to have recreational fun, and the world is just too tough for them to deal with these other mountains in any. So they just, you know, they drink beer, they watch, you know, you have football, you know, the NFL. You have to look at people that climb these mountains too, you know, and they are. They get to the best of their game and everything in that mountain of entertainment. That's still entertainment when you're talking about sports and all of that. So,
sports is a huge religion in our society. I mean, think of how church attendance affected when the Super Bowl. You know, churches restructured their schedule around these football games because it is in every society. You know, this is an incredible mountain. Entertainment. It's not only television, and it's not only on movies and Netflix. It is sports. All this stuff. The whole people's cultures and mindsets are totally captured around. Let's take a destiny break here, Ellen, and let's come back and let's explain to believers. You know, that some of them may say, "Well, I'm never going to be a Bill Gates. I'm never going to be an Oprah. Why is it important that I know about these seven mountains of influence?" Because you're called. It's because you're called. And let's talk about the importance of the calling when we get right back.
Yes.
I do not choose to be a common man. It is my right to be uncommon if I can. I seek opportunity, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and dulled by having the state look after me. I desire to take the calculated risk, to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed.
YI Institute is an entrepreneur and leadership program for youth that teaches personal leadership, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Register your youth today at yicenter.com. That's yicenter.com. And your youth will learn how not to die in poverty, but to have poverty die in them.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you just tuned in, you've been listening to the Voice of Destiny show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Daniel Hobbs. My guest today is Ella Coleman, the founder of Elevation Enterprises, the publisher of Purpose Magazine. And we've been talking about the seven mountains of influence and why they are important, because there's an element of our reality in this world, and that is that we've been called. Exodus 3:4 tells us that God called Moses with a voice coming from the burning bush. Exodus 31:2 tells us that God called Bezalel Samuel. He was a craftsman, gifted in what he did. He wasn't called to be a preacher or a teacher, but he was called to be a craftsman. There was something God needed invented and created for his purposes. 1 Samuel 3rd chapter, verse 14 and 18 tells us about the calling of Samuel. This aspect of being called to do something through God's selection is very important for us to be aware of in our reality and in our experience today. Acts 13:2 shows us that Paul and Barnabas was called to do something, a specific work, and they were separated to do this work in the presence of ministers. 1 Corinthians 1:1 shows us that Paul proclaims callings. Paul boldly proclaims his calling as an apostle of Christ. What is it that you're called to do? Each of these people at the highest mountains that we've been talking about in our society recognize what they do as a calling. But every one of us in our unique fields and tribes, we've been called to accomplish something for God, and we've been called to do it with a unique calling. And this is why it's so important to us as believers. Allah, help us to understand calling, preparation, and God separating us for the unique things that we are all practically called to be, do, and have.
Well, you know, God creates us with an intent, with a purpose, and he calls us beforehand. He mm-hmm. already has known us before we come into the world, and he mm-hmm. has specific callings and gifts that he gives us. In Ephesians 4, it says that, you know, that Christ ascends and then he descends, but then what he does is he gives gifts unto men and women. Mm-hmm. And the gifts, and that's the, talking about the fivefold ministry, will be even beyond, you know, the apostle, prophet, evangelist, mm-hmm. pastor, and teacher. We mm-hmm. have callings and gifts that are innate within us that mm-hmm. are there. Some of them are lying dormant. And to be able to actually bring those to the forefront and use those in the marketplace, in these various mountains of media, government, education, family, and entertainment, and economy, all of this is important, because what we have to do is we have to go and present our gifts to the marketplace, our skills and our talents. And in order, many just we go on a very simple level that everybody understands is employment. Mm-hmm. But beyond that, there's something that's in each person that they're supposed to do. There's a great mm-hmm. calling on each person's life. And to tap into that, you have to really, you know, you have to tap into God. You have to mm-hmm. tap into faith. You have to, you know, still you can't evade God. You can't evade him and really be able to excel in your call mm-hmm. eternally. And some people reach the pinnacle of success in the world, but then they mm-hmm. end up going to hell. And the Bible says, you know, and I have to say it in that way because we have to understand mm-hmm. that it's not just about being rich and famous and influential. It's about honoring God with what you do. And mm-hmm. This begins in the family. That's one of the mountains where I think the call is affected even more so than any other in education, but family in particular, because the words mm-hmm. that are spoken over children will either cause them to feel bad about themselves or to feel good about themselves so that they can express themselves and their gifts and their callings. So I mm-hmm. say to the mothers out there, to the fathers, to the aunts and the uncles and the cousins and all of the extended family of children, that you speak good things into your child. Prophesy over them. One of the things you talked about, Samuel. Samuel was a great prophet. He was a prophet called forth by God. But he was a prophet also that his mother realized the importance of giving him back to God, mm-hmm. Of dedicating his life to the Lord. And so mm-hmm. she cried before God in 1 Samuel. She cries out and says, I don't have a child. She wants a child. And God mm-hmm. gives her this child. And then she says, if you give it to him, give me this child, I'll give him back. It is so important that we give back children, and God will then be able to do what he needs to do. But when we don't see the importance of prophecy in our children's lives, mm-hmm. of setting an example before them, of living mm-hmm. holy in their eyes and before mm-hmm. them in what we do, then what happens is the child takes entertainment, the entertainment mountain, you know, and they begin to look at, you know, they look at, I don't have anything against Beyonce. I just pray mm-hmm. that she gets saved. Beyonce and the girls think that this is the way they should do their bodies. This is the way they should present themselves. Instead mm-hmm. of looking to a mother who dresses with class and with style and not showing, you know, what shouldn't be shown. Mm-hmm. I think these are the types of examples when a father, you know, spends time with a son or even a mentor spends time with a young boy. That way he's not just looking at the NFL players and the NBA players and thinking, this is it. This is what I want. That is exactly what I want, without even knowing what it really takes to maintain themselves in that position once they do mm-hmm. attain it. And even knowing mm-hmm. that less than 1% of them will even make it to the NBA or the NFL, but setting an example in family. And then I think you have to understand, what is it that God has put in your heart? God is a heart God. He goes to the very depth of us, to the very core of us, and he puts himself in there, and he puts gifts in there. And you have to say, okay, I know I like music. Well, what do you like? Why do you like music? So is it just to hear another rapper? Is it to try to emulate them? No. You like music maybe because you were created to write music. Maybe you were created to create songs for God. Maybe you were created to create songs of therapy. There's areas of that you can create music just for people to listen to who are in pain. There are different ways of expressing music besides just rapping. So we have to open up to the creativity that God has mm-hmm. for us. So that for me, you know, I am a speaker. I speak. I speak with intensity. I speak with purpose. I speak with a determination that what I say will mean something and will stick mm-hmm. with people long after they've heard it. So then I put mm-hmm. emphasis on certain words. I was taught to do that, but then it's also a gift. You know, I mm-hmm. took speech communications in college. I majored in it. I majored mm-hmm. in broadcasting, and I minored in writing, professional writing. Why? Because that was something that was in me. I knew I wasn't a person to be over the economy, okay? Mm-hmm. I knew I wasn't a person to be an accountant. I am not good with numbers. I am good mm-hmm. with words. So then mm-hmm. I am able to write words. I'm able to speak words. I'm able to be a journalist. I'm able to be in the media because of that. I would not have gone in the way I've gone, and I'm using myself as an example, if those gifts, God didn't put those gifts in me. He knew I was supposed to be in this area. He knew I was a words person more than I was a numbers person. There are people who can calculate great equations and calculate great sums and great mathematical equations in their minds without having a calculator. They're just mm-hmm. good with numbers. I have to have my calculator, okay? Mm-hmm. And I don't mind saying that. I can sit down and do it out on paper, but, you know, if I have a calculator handy, I will add up something that might be obvious to somebody who is really more mathematical. So you have to know what area you're in, and it's inside of you. Those things that you
mm-hmm. all of these things, Ella, do speak to purpose, calling, preparation, and skill. Let's talk about that after this Destiny break, because we do have a responsibility and partnership on our end of the calling. We often look at God to do everything, but some of us, it's on us. God is interested in partnership. He's interested in relationships, so we do need to look at purpose. We need to look at calling. We need to look at skill. All these things affect our ability to answer the call. We'll be right back.
If you're enjoying this prophetic and provocative conversation, give thanks with me for our monthly voice partners who help us to carry the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture to our generation. You too can become a distinguished monthly voice partner with a partnership gift of $15 to $45 a month. Our partners receive a monthly voice package that empowers them to be, do, and have everything God has destined for them. You too can become a monthly voice partner. Just go to the partners page at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And register today as a monthly voice partner to keep the Voice of Destiny show in your community.
To the Voice of Destiny show. I'm your host, Dr. Daniel Hopped, and I'm talking with our special guest, Ella Coleman, the founder of Purpose Magazine and the founder of Elevation Enterprises, who's been talking about the importance of the Seven Mounds of Influence. And Ella, we're down to our last couple of minutes in the show. Let's begin to impart to our listeners the importance of understanding purpose, understanding skill, understanding calling, because definitely it's a team sport. It's a sport. It's a partnership between God and between the people that we're called to. And the reason why we want to help people to understand about the royal nature of their assignment is because it's really a life and death matter, that you are in the right place at the right time doing what God has called you to do because of calling. And so you were talking about, you know, the fact that you were not one kind of person, and you weren't that kind of person for a purpose reason. You know, you were another kind of person who are oriented not towards numbers but towards words. And so when we begin as believers to understand this, it helps us with our motivations, and it helps us with accepting the nature of who we are. We are fearfully and wonderfully made by God to accomplish the unique assignments that God has given us. And so give us the best ideas that people need to know about purpose, skill, calling, and how these things are all governed with each other.
Okay, when you're talking about purpose, that's the original intent as to why you are doing something or why you are put here. And we're all kind of multi-purpose, but there is a calling that God puts on every life. This divine calling is one that comes from God. It requires that you pray and you seek God. And there, it can also be prophesied, you know, but however it goes, it comes through the kingdom of God. It is through the kingdom of God that we receive the true calling on our lives. Now, there are gifts that we all been endowed with. Some of us can sing. Some of us can write. Some of us can take care of children. It's a gift to be able to take care of children. So you have people that are in elementary education, and they're very good at that. Those are all gifts. There are people that can play instruments. Those are gifts. You will have, there will be an on the inside of you, in your heart, who you really are, there's a vibration that God puts in you. There's a yearning. There's a desire that God will put in you for the things that you like. That's from God. And children do it automatically. Why is this boy beating on these? He beats on everything. He's got these sticks. He's a drummer, for God's sake. He's a musician. Why does he always want to make all this noise? And here's a little boy that just runs, and, I mean, can't nobody stop him. He's just hyper. And what is it? Well, he's going to be a track star. Okay. All right. Don't kill it, because it comes up automatically out of little children. Watch the little children when they're born. Watch them as they grow, because they will automatically do things that is a part of their gifts and callings. You have to be able, parents, to discern this. You have to be able to look at this child and say, okay, and then you have another child who's very quiet. I know a set of twins. One is very quiet. One is very, very outgoing. One is very athletic. The other one's more laid back and likes to stay in the house. Okay, do you make both of these children do the same thing because they're twins? No, they have both different skills and gifts. Every child is different. So in discerning this, and I go on the child level because that's really where it all begins. I don't know what happened to everyone who's listening when they were a child. Some of those dreams were killed or squashed. Some of those desires were diminished because of abuse or because of neglect or because of just people just not knowing what to do with those children. But it's never too late. Yeah. It's never too late. And so now, what is it that you've been yearning inside to do? You have to have the courage. God has given you the gift, but it's your responsibility to bring that gift out. Bring that gift out. And so what do you have to do? Okay, if you are a speaker like myself, what am I doing right now that helps me to bring my gift out? I am collaborating with other speakers. I am studying. I've studied speech. I go back to and I study. I continue to study. I'm looking at a program with John Maxwell right now, who's one of the greatest presenters in the world, who has the greatest following of all the speakers. And I want to see what is he doing and how can I learn from him and so forth and so on. And so you continue to hone your skills. You never get where you're so comfortable that you feel you've attained it all. Because once you get to that point, you can't grow anymore. So tap into what those gifts is. What is God saying to you on the inside? What are you believing God for? What is it that you really really desire to do? There's, God has something to do with it, but you have the other part to play. You have to get up and take a course. If you want to write and you can't write as well as you want to, take a writing course.
Yeah, with
if
a gift
you want to do
calling.
International things, take languages. Study the languages. Okay,
The gifts and callings are without repentance, Ella.
Right.
All of us have been called with an assignment. And the fivefold ministry exists to equip the saints for their work of the ministry. And we recognize the apostles, the prophets, the pastors, and the teachers and the evangelists. We recognize their callings, but they also recognize the callings that the body has in order for us to go out and execute what it is that God has called us to. It was a blessing having you again, Ella, on the show. You know, God has great plans for your life. And I got to tell you right now that there is a tremendous amount of doors that are about to open up for you because the world is ready for you now. They're ready for you with this great mission that you have. And so we're going to release everybody today, but I want you to hold on because I want to have a few words with you. But I want to tell you that, that, brothers and sisters, we're living in a great time. This is the time of the kingdom. This is the time that God wants to express himself through our gifts and our callings and our selections. Let's be sober about these assignments and know that we are being called to change the world. Today is a great day because this is the day the Lord has absolutely made for you. God bless.
You've been listening to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Pastor Daniel Huff. Remember, kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's program, visit voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us at Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
Ella, Ella, hold on. I think I have Randy on the other line. Hold on for a second. I want you to meet him before we record.
Okay.
He
Who
is
Randy?
Randy, he is the publisher of the Body of Christ newspaper. The Reach is the Black Diaspora here in the mountains of Colorado.
Okay.
Hold on for a second, okay?
Okay.
Hello, Randy? Hello? 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 Is this Randy McCohen? Hello? If you're calling, if your telephone number is 614-252-3472, can you speak up? Who's this? Hello? Well, I guess that's not him. Somebody tuned in to listen to the show. But I had him schedule the interview today. You need to meet him. He has been publishing a regional newspaper that reaches most of the Black diaspora here in Colorado since 1988. And you can look up his newspaper, maybe give you some ideas and collaboration with what he does as a model for what you could do with Purpose Magazine in your region. It's called the Body of Christ News. It's bocnews.com. If you will connect with that, you'll actually get a chance. Ella, are you hearing me, Ella? God bless.